There is nothing more troubling in this world than your own thoughts. I came across this saying while I was doing some research for this episode, and it actually struck a chord with me. What's up, guys? It's Cass Eugene. You're listening to the Bipolar Chatterbox, and today we're going to talk a little bit about negative self-talk. We're going to talk about it in the light of my own life because, I mean, I suffer from being bipolar, and with that, I have to find ways to overcome that insistent voice in your head sometimes that's always trying to make sure that you're not going to succeed. So as we get into it today, I want you to remember, bipolar disorder is not an ailment that is a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Just because a wording of a symptom set doesn't exactly match you, doesn't mean you should just throw away the lessons of other people. So I'm going to share a couple of things with you today. Sit tight. I'm going to keep it interesting. I'm going to keep it rolling. And enough of that. Let's hit the intro. All right, guys, here we go. Let's get into it. Actually, before we do that, I want to give a special shout out to my boy, The Klepto, who made that nice little intro that you heard right there. I was there actually going over the concept of what I wanted to have in a theme song, and my man was able to, on the fly, come up with a concept that I was like, yeah, I'm going to greenlight this project. And what you just heard is a little sampling of what he came up with. So to The Klepto, appreciate your help, homie. To be honest, some of you guys don't really understand that when you're doing a podcast, you're often in a space that's by yourself. So what I like to do is I actually have a mirror up. And as I'm talking, I can actually see myself. And but I'm talking to like the air, into space. So to keep my thoughts together, to keep my momentum going in the right frame of mind, I wanted a theme song that kind of represented what I wanted the Bipolar Chatterbox to be like. Kind of space age, kind of new era, kind of modern, you know, but with a little funk to it, you know. So my man Klepto did something there with it, and I appreciate it. And that brings me to today's topic, which is about self-talk. I mean, I'm talking in a room by myself. Come on now. So what I'm actually talking about today is the negative aspect of self-talk, because we often have this voice in our head. Doesn't matter if you're bipolar, not bipolar, doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about, what I mean by there's a voice in your head. And oftentimes, I'm sure I'm not alone here, but oftentimes that voice is trying to defeat whatever mission we're on at the time being. I'm talking about the voice that says, oh man, I got a C on that paper. Maybe I'm not that good in English. I'm talking about that voice that says, hey, I didn't get this promotion at work. Maybe I'm not that good at this job. Maybe that voice is saying, she didn't like me. Maybe I'm not that good looking. That voice, you know, the one that's always there somehow. You know, I find it interesting that if I talk to you about a negative self-talk, you'll know what I'm talking about. But if I mention the positive self-talk, you might not necessarily know the avenues of which I'm speaking. So just so that we're all clear here, I'm coming from the aspect of an individual who lives with bipolar disorder. This is a mental illness where you have these emotional highs, emotional lows. You have times when you're battling with yourself. Like there could be weeks when you're like just super energetic. And so you make all kind of plans and you have all kind of agendas ready to go. And then one day something snaps in your brain, or it just suddenly comes to pass that you no longer have this high energy. Yet here you are, you know, say Wednesday morning, and you already put into your calendar, you're going to do XYZ, yet you don't feel like doing XYZ. So then the voice creeps up. Not today, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm not feeling that. There's no way we're going to do this. If you do it, it's not going to work out. This is the voice that I'm talking about that creeps in. And I know him very well. I know him very well. And the reason I'm speaking today is because whenever I get a chance to talk to you guys on the air, for me, it's like I'm sitting in a group therapy session and it's my turn to share. It just so happens that in the actual group therapy, you really wouldn't sit there, you really wouldn't go into like 30 minutes or you wouldn't go into like 5 to 10 minutes of explanation of things sometimes because that's eating up the time. Yet when you have a podcast format, you can kind of do that. And I want individuals to feel that they can share back. The demographic that I feel, my race, my socioeconomic status, my past, you know, military, student, all those things, in the world that I live, I'm not hearing a group therapy session going on amongst my friends. I'm not hearing individuals talking about, hey, look, man, I had some negative self feelings. I didn't know how to get over it. Yet this thing helped me. And then boom, I'm alive today and I'm doing well. And I want to share it with you. I'm not hearing it. So what I want to do is be one of the first. Don't get me wrong. I know people out there are using their voices. But what I'm saying is I want to be one of the first ones to stand up, chest out, and say, hey, look, this thing didn't work for me. This is what worked for me. So when it comes to negative self-talk, essentially is anything, any kind of reasoning that your mind will come up with that defeats you from achieving your mission. Anything that keeps you from your goal, your individual day-to-day mission can be defeated by yourself before it even starts. As I said in the beginning of this podcast, one of the most troubling things in this world is your own thoughts. For instance, negative self-talk is basically any inner dialogue that you have with yourself that may be limiting your ability to believe in yourself or your own abilities. It keeps you from reaching your potential. It's any thought that diminishes you and your ability to make positive changes in your life. It keeps you from being your most confident self, and it sucks. I know. I'm someone who has to deal with this on a constant daily basis, and I'm the guy people look towards to be, oh, hey, that's Mr. Super Positive right there, you know? And that kind of sucks. It kind of sucks sometimes because sometimes I don't feel it. I don't feel it sometimes, y'all. And I'm going to be real about it. I don't. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to give you a disclaimer. I do go to different therapies, my own individual therapy. I go to couples therapy. I also go to the VA has a what we call a finding balance group therapy. And whenever I share things with you guys, I'm never sharing anyone else's experience. I'm only sharing my own because that's only fair. So I can share with you the life lesson, maybe not necessarily the experience. Okay, so let's bear that in mind. Because negative self-talk is something that most of us experience from time to time. And I found myself last week sitting at the VA in a room full of individuals who are bipolar. And I started to feel overwhelmed because I was hearing some similar things about their own self-talk was getting to them. You know, I kind of broached the subject. And as I started to talk about it, in particular, it was my switch from my Vraylar medication to my Seroquel medication. And I ain't gonna lie, guys, the Seroquel is not taking like I wanted it to. The Vraylar worked out perfectly for me, but my body rejected it. And I was heartbroken. I mean, I'm years into the game of bipolar. I mean, I'm years in the game of bumping my head with medications and not having my symptoms in check because of that. And I found one that worked for me, and then I had to stop taking it because my body, the tremors, the side effects were so bad that I had to go to another medication. Well, it's not working out. So in my head, when I'm evaluating how is this medication working, the worst enemy that I have, that negative self-talk starts to creep in. And as I was sharing at my bipolar balance class, I started to clam up. I stopped sharing for a while, and I realized I had something on my hand I hadn't dealt with for real. And it was my negative self-talking. So my podcast comes out on Wednesdays. This class I have is on Wednesdays. Now, I like to record in advance. I like to make sure I have, you know, my notes and everything researched ahead of time. You know, I spend the weekend sometimes, you know, not really trolling, but going through my message boards, you know, my different support groups that I'm a part of, the different individuals who help me out, just having different conversations. I go through these things just so that when I come to you on Wednesday, I'm coming to you live and with my passion. That's one of my biggest and one of my best traits, I would say, is I'm very passionate about things. And so I don't want to just give you guys a whole bunch of podcasts that were made, you know, 2-3 months ago and is now relevant for today. I kind of make it more in tune with real life so that you guys can see that you can also play an effect on how, you know, this podcast goes about. You know, so again, if you've never been to my Facebook, or if you've never been to the Bipolar Chatterbox podcast Facebook page, I ask you to do so. And just hop over there real quick. Won't take you but a few seconds to click the like button. That way you'll be able to stay up to date, but you'll also get a chance to rein in on some of these topics. And so bringing it back to my particular issue, the negative self-talk had gotten to me. You see, I was on Vraylar for about 2 months. And I've been on Seroquel now for about a month. So going, you know, on any kind of psycho med, it takes a while sometimes for you to figure out if it's working. And when I realized that I hadn't dealt with the negative self-talk that had crept in the past month, it really started to beat me down, y'all. Like, I really started to feel down, like, man, I feel like a fraud. Because I'm telling everybody around me to stay positive, stay motivated. Yet, I'm finding it hard to get out of bed in the day. You know, in the mornings, I'm waking up and I'm saying, I want to go right back to sleep and try again tomorrow. Because nothing I do today will work out. Or I'll wake up in the morning and I'll see the long list of things that I've set for myself to do. And I'll say, I can't do any of these things. I'm not on the medication that allows me to do it. Just in case you don't know, the current medication, Seroquel, it's more of a sedative. So like when I take it, I have to take it only at nighttime, and it knocks me out, you know, and it actually makes me be honest and true to my bedtime. I'm grown and I got a bedtime. What? But to be honest, a lot of these plans, including my podcast, was made while on the Vraylar mission. And Vraylar takes care of bipolar mania type 1 symptoms. So if you have bipolar disorder type 1 and your body doesn't reject it, I would hands down say grab you some Vraylar, because it works. It works. So now that I'm not on it and I'm like, man, you're on something that's not going to work, that voice creeps in. Now that I've shared with you the issue that I have, I'm going to share with you how I got over it. Stay tuned, guys. We are back. We are back. All right, enough of the commercial break. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm starting to practice, you know, some of this sponsorship that's going to be happening here soon. So until I actually make it to where I want to be, you know, at least act that way. That's a mantra I've always had in my life. If you want to be the boss, you got to do work of the boss. You know, so right now I'm doing a few sponsorships, but at the same time, I know individuals who have different mindful tools and services. So if you have something like that, feel more than free to hit me up on my Facebook or my email, cass@legatumlink.com. You can find all of this on my Facebook page, all right? I make it very easy for you to access me. I try to be engaging as possible, you know. So if you have something and you want to get it out there into the limelight, I'm your guy. Okay, now continuing forward, with our topic of negative self-talk, I want to stop talking about why the negative is so bad for you and why it's so hot on my tongue right now. What I want to do is to give you some tools to overcome and possibly defeat that negative voice in your head. It's like every human being came equipped with at least one person in their mind that's always, like, just always downing them. Like, that voice is just always there for every activity that exists. It can always creep in. And if you're not paying attention, it's going to, bite you in the butt. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to realize that you are talking negatively about yourself, or maybe you're talking negatively to yourself, or maybe even with yourself. There are those of us who do have a back and forth dialogue, and it's okay. Sometimes you got to work things out on all angles of the issue. But if you're going down a rabbit hole of negative self-talk, all you're going to find is negativity. But the second that you put a spotlight on that negative self-talk, it's like putting a flashlight or cutting on the kitchen lights and letting the roaches scatter. I hope y'all ain't got no roaches in your kitchen, but I think you know what I'm talking about. You turn on the lights and the roaches will scatter. You shine a spotlight on the negative self-talk that's happening, and if you are actually motivated to do something about it, then you will start to ask yourself questions like, hey, what can I do to change this moment? Hey, what can I do to stop this negative self-talk? That's the realization that you're talking to yourself in such a way is a powerful, powerful, powerful tool, and I implore you to use it. Realize you are doing negative self-talk, and I promise you, becoming a positive self-thinker will become second nature. I say these things because I practice them myself. Now, these are the things that I use to get out of my funk. So as I start to continue this list, I don't want you to think you have to do them in order. They can come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and these are just my particular tools. If you got something that you use to get over negative self-talk, by all means, go to the Facebook group or to my Facebook page, the Bipolar Chatterbox Podcast. You will find me. You will find a community that is engaging, and we have a good time there. So with that being said, in that group, some individuals know that I'm creating a YouTube channel. Now, I'm doing some things behind the scenes with my man Jake Roberts over at Mindful Mania. I see you, dog. Doing a lot of good work there. And one of our first messages that are one of our first videos that we're putting together is how to create an affirmation. So the second thing I want you to use to get over negative self-talk are affirmations. Now, this is not the forum I'm going to use to go into how to create one. There will be a later date for that. Okay, so instead, I can let you borrow one of mine. And one of the affirmations I use to get over the negative self-talking the fastest is this right here. Determination beats pity. Short, simple, complete. I say this because I see emotions and feelings as being something that is like matter. In science class, you can't have two pieces of mass, or two different masses cannot take up the same space, right? Certain emotions, certain feelings cannot live in the presence of another. In this case, I've seen that if I'm ever feeling pity for myself, if I'm ever feeling down on myself, determination is something that can quickly defeat the pity. Find determination in your situation. Somehow, you will find a way to beat back that pity and that negative self-talk. All right, let's keep it moving forward. A third thing that you can do to get over the negative self-talk is give others a chance to help you out. This one is a very big one. If you suffer in silence, no one really knows how to help you. So if you have an avenue for self-talk, group therapy, a loved one, if you don't have that, a life coach, a therapist, a counselor, shoot me a line. Like, I am like a personal cheerleader for those who feel like they cannot do it. You bring me a situation, and I look at it, and I'm say, and I'll say to you, okay, first of all, get that, you know, negative stuff out your head by doing X, Y, Z. You know, I might give you a list of things to do. If you look at yourself the same way, you can see that if you was to give somebody else the opportunity to be there for you, they can help you to stop the negative self-talking. I know this because my wife did it for me. My wife did it for me. And before I get into that story, I'm going to give you the fourth thing that you can do. And the fourth and final thing I want you to think about when you're negative and you're downing yourself, I want you to think about being kind to yourself. And the fastest way is to find something that you're grateful for. Show gratitude and kindness to yourself. Think about it. If you had a friend who just sat there and said to you, man, I'm nothing, man. I have nothing. I'm not going to be anything. And there's no way I'll ever be able to be anything. Do you allow them to continue down that road? Now, I can hear in my head some of the sarcastic responses. Yeah, of course, of course. But no, if you're actually motivated to help a friend out, showing gratitude, showing kindness to that friend will be something that'll help boost them up. But for those of you who don't have that, show kindness to yourself. If you're beating yourself down, you're going to stay down. If you're talking negative to yourself, well, guess what? Yourself is listening. My wife gave me a book a while back. It's called The Little Book of Mindfulness. I find this funny that this book is like actually little and I'm a really big guy because I actually used to keep this book on me at all times when I was a server. So one of the things that I found in this book, I'm about to read it to you, is about increasing gratitude. All right, just hear me out real quick. Appreciation occurs when we begin to realize what we have been gifted with, and loving kindness reconnects us to others in a win-win attitude. We start to focus on positive thoughts and perceptions, and for a while, we let go of our fearful, anxious brain pattern. I wouldn't tell it to you if I didn't believe it deep down in my gut. All right? These are just four easy, quick things. Hopefully, I didn't fly through them too quickly, but I know your time is valuable. So is my time. So I just wanted you to have something quick that you can pull out your pocket whenever you're starting to beat yourself down. Don't do it, man. I'm telling you, like, no matter what it is you're going through, if you're going through chronic anxiety, depression, if the insomnia is hitting, if the feelings of mania and the rest of the bipolar symptom spectrum is hitting you upside the head, you don't have to hit yourself upside the head as well. I want individuals around me to be a little bit more positive. My wife saw I was in a cycle of negative self-talking this past week. We started doing this. I wouldn't even call it a game. We started doing this thing where she told me, hey, tomorrow, I want you to text me one thing that you're grateful for. And I had a little attitude when it came time to do it. I was like, man, it's so silly. This ain't gonna work. But as I'm doing it, I'm remembering the lessons that I'm teaching you right now. So I promise you, deep down in my gut, I really believe that these things will help you with the negative self-talking in your life. And who knows, the more positive you become, you might become a light to someone else. So guys, in that spirit, keep your light shining bright. Be positive. Stay positive. All right? You ain't got to down yourself. Don't worry. The rest of the world's going to do that for you. All right? It's been my time. This is the Bipolar Chatterbox, Cash Eugene, and I'm out, y'all. We'll be right back.